Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video. Let's get started.
I can't get my head around the word rulership. I don't want to rule over someone, especially because all those who have ruled over me have overstepped their boundaries.
I think maybe what that question's revealing is the difference between tyranny and rulership. Tyranny is where you impose your rulership on someone without their request, and you're tyrannical. So I think if we think about rulership, we should start with self-rulership. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. Let's not talk about rulership over other people. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about rulership over ourselves, our belongings, our car, our house. Let's talk about that first.
Our attitude,
our responses. Mm-hmm. If God puts you in a place where you have people that you're responsible for, then we can talk about that type of rulership. So maybe rather than thinking about rulership about what we do externally, let's bring it back to ourselves.
How do we get out of the habit of living dualistically when our workplaces and churches continue to establish and enforce this way of living?
I think how we walk out of dualism is we need a revelation first from the Holy Spirit that we are living dualistically. And I think the reason most people live in a state of dualism is because they haven't yet had that revelation from Father through the Holy Spirit that this is actually something that they do.
And then with that revelation, your church, your work environment won't force you. Mm-hmm. Nothing will force you to live dualistically. Mm-hmm. If we're asleep, we will follow the culture around us. Mm. If we have the revelation, we will change the culture around us.
How can I be in training when I feel like I am always picking up the pieces from the last crisis?
Wow, yes. I understand that question. I have felt that myself many times. Do you want to give that a shot first, or are we happy for me to keep going?
I think you should keep going.
Okay, I'll keep going. That's a really great question. I think what we have to understand is that in the picking up the pieces from the last crisis, we are in training. We just haven't recognized it yet. And so we need to see that everything that our sovereign, loving Father has allowed to come into our life and for us to work out of in His sovereign plan is our training ground. Every crisis is our training ground. Every cleaning up that crisis is our training ground. Every time, every day that we wake up and draw breath is our training ground. And sometimes coming out of the crisis and working out of it is realizing, how did I get into this crisis? And maybe I missed something the last time around. Yeah. So every day you open your eyes and you draw breath, it's training day, and that's what we cannot afford to miss.
And if you're coming out of crisis, how are you coming out of crisis? Mm. Are you writing it down? Are you searching the Lord and saying, Lord, what is it that I need to learn from this? Mm. What do I need to change? What do I need to put to death? What do I need to encourage? Mm.
Who am I seeking feedback from?
What were the scriptures? And to the work to come out of the crisis, not just, oh, I'm out of it, and sit down. Really work hard. Where you look at all these shows where they have air crash investigators or any sort of accident or crisis, what you do at the end of the crisis is even more important. Mm. What did I learn? What would I do differently? Mm. How have I been encouraged? Yeah. So use the time.
Yeah.
If not, we just sort of go through a crisis, get through it, sit down, wait, and then we're into the next one.
How do we find the balance between finding words that better fit with how God has empowered us to speak and taking back biblical words from enemy corruption?
Look, I think words are important, and why we struggle with words is because they've been corrupted by what we've seen in application. So the word judge, most of the time, what people hear is judgmental, critical, condemning, and that's how they associate the word judge. And so part of the challenge for us is to actually get washed clean of all of that and actually understand what God means and God's heart. Now, in that journey, maybe the best thing to do is find a word that doesn't bring up all those thoughts. So maybe it's a good idea to have another word, but we are working towards becoming clean of all the corruption and bringing godly judgment in. So it's not so much about the word, it's about cleaning our conscience and centering ourselves on the word of Christ.
Sometimes we need to find another word that lands with us a little better, that will help us perhaps practice in the early stages, yes, of working something out. So we can look at words like feedback, or what's some of the other
discernment
or
evaluation.
We can look at those words, and if we need to, like, embrace them in the initial stages of learning how to get a level of discipline and mastery in a word like judgment and rulership, I think that's okay. But like Dave said before, we do need to take back the ownership of these words. These are true and wonderful words of our Father. They are kingdom words, they are biblical words, and we need not to be afraid of them. We need to understand them as best as we can, as Father would have us understand them, and as Father would have us take ownership of them in our own lives and our walk and journey with Him.
I think also, as we're training, don't use the word unless we really are clear in ourselves what we mean by it. So if we are being judgmental and critical and condemning, don't use the word judging. Try and train in different words, and the clearer you get when you say judgment, they will feel the love of Christ. But if you haven't done the work, then if you use the word, you will just reinforce the negative side of the word. I'm judging you now. No, you're not. That's a revenge statement.
Or I'm feeling judged.
I'm feeling judged, or you're surely judgmental. If you say those words, you're reinforcing the wrong word. So I think train in different words, train in words that make sense. But when you get clear of it, when you say the word, it will bring healing and love to people. If not, it will bring condemnation.
Thanks, everybody, for sending in the questions. I know we had to actually limit ourselves to only a handful. We had more questions than what we needed, so that was wonderful. But get them in. Make sure you get them in next month and for the following months as we're doing this study together, because it's really wonderful to be able to address you, our beloved community, with what your questions and your needs are. And just a little reminder to make sure that if you haven't yet answered the survey about the function next year, if you could please do that as a matter of priority, as the deadline for us to make a definite decision about having that function looms, and we really need to have your feedback around that. We're hoping to hold a wonderful function that serves you, our beloved community, and we really look forward to making that announcement in the near future. So if you haven't done that survey, get on top of that and let Justine know you've done it. That would be wonderful. We love you. God bless you. Yeah, and have a wonderful month.
Yeah, fantastic. Bye.
Bye-bye.